The Lord is with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heaven will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from housing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today is the first Sunday of the Advent. Advent is a time of waiting for Christ, allowing Jesus to reborn in our lives. Advent is a time of waiting and hoping, of renewing our trust in God's merciful love and care, and reflecting on the several comings of Christ into our lives, besides his first coming at his birth. Jesus comes to our lives through the sacraments, especially through the Holy Eucharist, through the Word of God, through the worshiping community, finally in his second coming to judge the world. Church reminds us that these are days of joyful and prayerful anticipation of Jesus' coming, because the Advent season is intended to fill us with great expectations of the coming of the Messiah, just as parents expectantly wait for the birth of their child and make preparations for receiving the child into their family. We know that all valuable things in life, a healthy child, a loving marriage relationship, a work of art, a scientific discovery, need a period of quiet incubation. In the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah waits and hopes for an ideal descendant of King David who will bring security, peace, and justice to God's people. Christians believe that Jeremiah's waiting and hoping were fulfilled in Jesus. Jeremiah assures us that the Lord our justice will fulfill his promises, and hence we need not be afraid in spite of the frightening events and moral degradation all around. The psalmist expresses the central idea of patient, vigilant, and prayerful waiting for the Lord in today's responsorial psalm, asking him to make known his ways to us, guide us, and teach us. In the second reading, Paul gives instructions about how Christians should conduct themselves as they wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his holy ones. We are advised to strengthen our hearts in holiness and abound in love for one another. In today's Gospel, Jesus prophesies the signs and portents, the will that will accompany his second coming, and encourages us to be expectant, optimistic, vigilant, and well prepared. When these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Jesus wants us to face the future with confidence in God's providence. We need to prepare ourselves for Christ's second coming by allowing him to reborn daily in our lives. Advent is the time for us to make this preparation by repenting for our sins, by renewing our lives through prayer and penance, and by sharing our blessings with others. Advent also provides an opportunity for us to check for what needs to be put right in our lives, to see how we have failed, and to assess the ways in which we can do better. Let us remember the words of Alexander Pope. What does it profit me if Jesus is reborn in thousands of cribs all over the world and not reborn in my heart? What does it profit me if Jesus is reborn in thousands of cribs all over the world and not reborn in my heart? Jesus must be reborn in our hearts and lives during this season of Advent and every day of our lives, in our love, kindness, mercy, and forgiveness. Then only we will be able to give people his hope by caring for those in need, give them God's peace when we are provoked, give them his love by encouraging those who are feeling sad or tired, and give them his joy by encouraging and helping those who feel and at the end of their strength, showing them that we care and that God cares as well. When with this his grace we do these kinds of things, we will receive hope, peace, love, and joy in return. Then we will know that when the King, our Lord Jesus, returns on the clouds of glory, we will be ready for him. The Church begins the Advent season of liturgical cycle C by presenting the second coming of Christ in glory, in order to give us a vision of our future glory in heaven and to show us the preparation needed for it. Church reminds us that we are accountable for our lives before Christ the Judge. Today's readings invite us to assess our lives during Advent and to make the necessary alterations in the light of the approaching Christmas celebration. Advent is the time for an improvement of our lives and for deepening the sincerity of our religious commitment. It is a call to look up, to see that Christ is still here. We must raise our heads in hope and anticipation, knowing that the Lord is coming again. St. Luke reminds us to trust in Jesus amid the tragedies that sometimes occur in our daily lives. In all situations, when we feel ourselves overwhelmed by disaster and feel that our lives have no meaning, Jesus says, stand up, raise your hearts, because your salvation is near. Dear sisters and brothers, Advent is the perfect time to clear and prepare the way. By reflection and prayer, by reading and meditation, we can make our hearts a place where a blessing of peace would desire to abide and where the birth of the Prince of Peace might take place. May this Advent season be a time for bringing hope, transformation, and fulfillment into the Advent of our lives. There are 25 days ahead for the Christmas celebration. Already we began to decorate our homes, our church, and we began to make crypts during this Advent season before the 25 days before the Christmas. Let us decorate our heart so that our heart will be decorated and our heart will be a beautiful crypt at the day of Christmas to born Jesus in our heart. So let us prepare ourselves by doing good things, by prayers, by attaching, through the sacraments and prayers we are attached with Christ. Through this, we can create a beautiful crypt in our heart so that Jesus will be born in our heart. Let us remember what Alexander Pope said. What does it profit me if Jesus reborn in thousands of crypts all over the world and not reborn in my heart? Amen.